Bonjour ladies, welcome to module 5 of Change Your Home, Change Your Life. This week we are going to look at consistency. Maybe at the beginning of this course, when you were reading through the modules, you have been wondering how on earth your home is going to help you with consistency. But I trust that by now you understand that your home can help you with everything, thus also consistency. And it's a safe bet that on your journey to your ideal life, there will be things that you will need to do consistently and repeatedly. Yes, we are talking about habits. Habits are intrinsically linked to consistency, and keeping up habits, it's not always so easy as we all know. When you come back from a workshop or a course or your holidays, or maybe it's your birthday and January 1st, and you're all fired up and say, okay, now this time I'm really going to dot, 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 fill in the blanks. When it comes to habits, a lot has been said about self-discipline and willpower and motivation. But as you will discover in this module, habits are very much like sentient beings. They thrive first and foremost when they are in the right environment. Acting differently is so much easier when you are in a different environment. We all know that experience from traveling or being on holidays, and suddenly you manage to do things that are really, really next to impossible at home. You maybe, hopefully, already made that experience too in this course, since you have started to transform your home, and suddenly things, new habits start to emerge. So, this week, we are going to look into how your home can become a habitat for new habits, excuse the pun. Please go back to lesson 1 of module 1, to what you saw in your guided meditation. Take a few minutes to read through your notes again and to reconnect yourself to what you felt in that guided meditation, what you felt in your ideal life, in your ideal home. And by now, that exercise has hopefully started to become a habit in itself. Now, think of the person you were, or rather the person you are going to be in your ideal life, in your ideal self, and the person you are now and your current life. Which habits led you from the current state of affairs to the ideal state of affairs? Because one thing is sure, you will not get from one to the other without habits. Now, please take your worksheet and note all the habits that come to mind which will get you closer to your vision. Just do a brain dump, basically. Anything goes, from eating apples in the morning to a morning run to filing the receipts for your taxes as soon as they enter the house, or removing your makeup religiously in the evening, or watering your plants. You get the idea. Give yourself some time to really find all the possible habits. You can also ask in the group and exchange with the other ladies there. Once you feel that you have a comprehensive list of habits, look at them and on a scale from 1 to 10, rate them in how important are they for you to advance on the road to your ideal life. 1, not important at all. 10, absolutely vital and crucial. And again, I've said that before. Don't look at those habits when you grade them with a sense of I should and oh my God and why haven't I already, but immerse yourself in the feeling of your ideal day, of your ideal life, and grade from there. Once you have graded them all, rewrite that list, starting with the highest ranking ones and working your way downwards. For example, let's say drinking 2 liters of water a day gets a 9. That's the highest one. So you start with that one and then you write down all the habits until you arrive at feeding my neighbor's cat, and that gets a 2. Okay? Now, just to make something clear, when we talk about habits in that module, it's not only a new habit that you need to or want to acquire. It can as well be an old habit that you want to get rid of, or it can be an existing habit that you want to reinforce. All those possibilities are covered when we talk about habits. Now, look at your home through the eyes of each habit. How hospitable an environment is your home for each habit? Let me explain that with an analogy. Think of yourself as an architect in a zoo. Your habits, what you do in life, that are the species in the zoo. And the zoo is like your ideal life, okay? So when you look at your habits or some of your habits, I'm sure that the analogy of a zoo doesn't seem so far-fetched. Now, the director of the zoo, that is your ideal self, has decided to have several specific kinds of species in the zoo. And as the architect, it's your job to build the ideal environment or habitat for each species. A gorilla, for instance, doesn't have the same needs and preferences as a polar bear. And the better the environment is adapted to the species, the more the species will thrive and live and multiply. So what species is your new habit? What environment will it thrive in? So look at each of your habits and grade your home. On a scale of 1 to 10, what's the quality of your home for that habit? And you can help yourself with the qualities of the other modules we went through: confidence, clarity, focus, connection, etc. Let's take the example of drinking water. How easy is it in your home to drink 2 liters of water per day? You might give your home a 5 because you already have, I don't know, a water filter, but you don't have enough water bottles everywhere. Just an example. And that is quite an insightful exercise when you do it for every habit, because you might discover that your home is already ideal for certain habits. And remember, habits can also mean that you let go of a certain habit you don't want any longer. Or maybe you find that your home is ideal for some habits, but those habits are not really that important. And it's much less hospitable for habits you really, really want to reinforce or to acquire. Once you have done that, finally, in preparation for the next lesson, choose one habit, please. It doesn't need to be the first one on the list. It doesn't even need to be a very big one. Actually, it's preferable that it is a smaller one. But it would be good if it's one where there is some return on investment, meaning that for your ideal life, it might yield more results if you drink 2 liters of water a day than if you feed your neighbor's cats, if you see what I mean. Now, I can already hear some of you saying, but Rima, you don't understand. I need to change my eating habits, and I need to work out more, and I need to learn French, and I need to get my finances in order, and I'm so behind with this online course, and. Please stick to one habit for now. If you're trying to do everything at once, very soon you will be in a much worse state than you are today. Believe you me. You now have your list of all the habits, so they're not lost. You can get back to that whenever you want. But for now, focus on one habit, and what is more, a small one. Because if you do that, you're actually putting all the chances on your side to make it happen. You'll see traction, you'll see progress, which we are going to discuss more in next week's module. You'll get used to focus, you'll have more confidence because it's small, so you can see quicker results and you're more likely to do it. You get the idea. One habit, okay? So what is it? What is the next small routine or habit that is going to bring you closer to your ideal life? Before you start on lesson two, decide on one and put it into your worksheet in writing. And in lesson two, what we're going to do is we're going to look into detail how you can transform your home in such a way that it makes your habit want to stay for good. Enjoy!